Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Lamed Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Lamed Beis, 8 lines up from the foot of the page. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kinim asnisen ukadilin aneiboy kosher, should say. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Mishnah taught, and it should be read, that the lulav must be 3 trochim and in addition a space of a tefach on top to shake. The ex-devov explains that. Tani hadas varova gimel lulav arbo. The Bais says that the Hadas and the Arava must be 3 tefachim long and the Lulav must be 4. Tani be'emes chamisha divi Rabbi Taufan. The Bais says that Rabbi Taufan says the measurements are calculated using an amma of 5 tefachim. V'chacham maimim ba'amas shisha. Chacham say they are calculated using an amma of 6 tefachim, which makes each tefach smaller. Al de Rabbi Taufan poshchim ravavin. Al de Rabbanon poshchim dekikin. Kun to Rabbi Taufan, the tefachim are large, and according to Rabbi Chachamim, they are small. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Nesia, Lulav, Tefach. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says that the Lulav must be a tefach taller than the Hadas and the Arava. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Ezoiv, Tefach. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, says that the hyssop used for the purification of the Mitzvah must be a tefach. Rabbi Zera, boy, Lulav, Tefach, Ezoiv, Tefach. Rabbi Zera says, is Rabbi Shur ben Levi agreeing that a lulav must be a tefach and merely adding that a hyssop must also be a tefach? Or is he disagreeing with Rabbi Yonah and holding that only a hyssop is a tefach? And Rabbi Yossi, Kaima, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Chinna, Rabbi Simon b'shem, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, lulav, tefach, ezoiv tefach, shofar tefach. Shilaya tefach, v'yashoimim af doifen shlishis tefach. Rabbi Yossi says that the answer is clear, as Rabbi Chanina says, that Rabbi Simon quoted Rabbi Shimon Levi as saying that a lulav must be a tefach, a hizet must be a tefach, a shoif must be the length of a tefach, a placenta of a miscarriage must be the length of a tefach for the house to be tommy, and some add that the third wall of a sukkah may be a tefach long. Rabbi Zera boy lulav tefach milavad shizra, ezav tefach chutz migivolim. Rabbi Zera asked, must the leaves of the lulav extend a tefach aside from the spine? Must the hizet be a tefach aside from the stem? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tavi, b'shem Rav, Rabbi Chinna, Rabbi Paunach, Rabbi Masna, Rabbi Yosi, Menasya, b'shem Rav, Lulav Tefach, Melvad Shizra, Ezav Tefach, Chutz Migivolav. The answer is from Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Tavi quoting Rav, Rabbi Chinna, Rabbi Paunach, Rabbi Masna, and Yosi ben Menasya quoting Rav. The leaves of a lulav must extend a tefach aside from the spine. A hisa must be a tefach aside from the stem.